Welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast. In today's podcast, I speak to Charlotte and Bernadette, the mother and daughter duo behind Antwerp's cult fashion label, Bernadette. Together with their combined inspirations and expertise, they have created a cross-generational label, best known for its bold use of colour, its ethereal silk dresses and floral prints hand-painted by Charlotte. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brown Thomas Podcast. A very big welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast, Charlotte and Bernadette. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So lovely to be talking to you, a mother and daughter duo. This is our first time having a mother and daughter duo on the podcast.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's our first podcast as well, so yeah, super excited.
Yes. So the first for everybody. Well, look, it's been two incredible years since the birth of Bernadette. So how much fun have you been having with the, with this incredible label, Bernadette?
We've had so much fun. Yeah, it's been the best 2 years for us. And yeah, we're so happy to be able to do this together since we always have each other's back. And yeah, that's what you need in the fashion business, I think.
Absolutely. But it has had incredible growth, you know, since 2 years. So Charlotte, how did you decide to start the label and to work with your mom?
So my fashion journey, it started when I studied fashion at the Antwerp Academy. And my plan in school was always to move to a big city and to work for a big fashion name. So I never really expected to start my own brand. But then once I graduated and I moved to London, I was working for Simon Rochat as an internship. And then my mom and I, we were always calling before work and then after work. Yeah. And we've always had such a close but also a creative relationship together. And after being there for 6 months, I just realized that we were missing out on something, that we could really tell a special story together. So I moved back and then we started together.
That's incredible. And I guess it's similar to Simone Rasha, who you worked with. She has such a close working relationship with her father, John. Did that impact your decision at all?
Yes, definitely. It was so good for me to see how they were all so close with each other and how they worked together. And yeah, it was really beautiful to see something like this. So very inspiring.
Absolutely. Fashion in the DNA. But Bernadette, you have had a very impressive career in fashion as well. So tell me a little bit about your life pre this beautiful label of Bernadette.
Yes, I've always been in fashion. I was at the other side. I was a buyer then for example, for Ralph Lauren. So it's nice to do the opposite now. I saw a lot. I was always very interested in everything that I was doing, like very different kind of the sport articles or the like Ralph Lauren is very big choice of clothes, of course. It was very nice to do that. Yes.
And what about your life as a buyer? Has that impacted on how you now deal with buyers? I'm sure it is. You're a tougher person to deal with because of that experience.
When you are a buyer, you're always searching for some products that you want. So it was always nice, and it was nice then when we started to think about that maybe we can the things that I didn't find that we could make it ourselves. So
that relationship that you've had together creatively, for that to develop into a business, then where did you even start with that? How do you begin?
We begin with brainstorming a lot. What was a good way to start? What we wanted to launch, and also who we wanted to work with. So in the beginning, it was trial and error, and then we started with a lot of prints, and then we started developing the shapes and
color.
Yeah, and then we found really lovely people to work with, and they're all based here in Belgium, which is very important for us because we love having a good contact with our manufacturers. And yeah, it all came from there, but it was a lot of figuring everything out. But now, yeah, we're happy where we are now.
Absolutely. So is your production entirely in Belgium at the moment?
No. So everything is made in Europe, and all of the manufacturers we work with are all, like, their head office is in Belgium. So we do everything together with them, from patterning to making the first samples.
Yes. And the fabric is from Italy, our fabric.
That's amazing. So tell me about the relationship then growing up, Charlotte. Did you always love to dress up in your mom's closet? Did she always encourage that?
She's always had a very good and big closet, and all of the items were always so special. So I was always very lucky, and I remember that each week or each weekend I would try on all of her heels, which were way too big then.
I'm a fan of shoes.
Yeah, I love trying on everything and just seeing what my mom wore when I was younger. It was always very inspiring because her style was always very unique and different. So, yeah, and she always let me wear whatever I wanted to wear when I was young. So there was always a lot of freedom.
That's great. Was there ever a time, Bernadette, then watching Charlotte grow up and develop that incredible aesthetic that she has now, did that ever influence your style then?
Yes, for sure. Yes, for sure. It was really nice because sometimes I said, no, I don't think it's something for me. And then she said, oh, you have to try. And then that's what I did. And then it became my favorite outfit. So for sure, yes.
That's amazing. I have a 2-year-old daughter as well. And she's getting to that point of being very independent and very difficult to dress. So she knows what she likes. But I think it's good to let her just do it. Perhaps not first thing in the morning, though. But tell me, on its inception then, what did you want Bernadette to be? What kind of brand and label did you want to create?
Oh, something that, of course, for the generation of my daughter and myself. So I think it's very important that you, in the morning, that you stand up and that you can pick a dress and that you feel good, that you feel instant a feminine feeling. For me, nice to see it, that it's for more than one generation. That's really nice, I think.
And how is it possible, though? Like, I mean, it is very difficult to create a cross-generational label that appeals to mother and daughter and beyond.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's the fun part, we think.
Yes.
Right now we're really designing looks that my mom could wear and then a version that I would wear. And for our last photo shoot, it was really special for us because then we were wearing a version for my mom, and then I was standing next to her, like, in a younger version. So it was a very special moment to do the photo shoots, our campaign together.
Yes, very nice.
Bernadette, there is a timelessness to the label, which I think is very refreshing because, you know, the fashion industry is dominated and led by trends. How deliberate is this to try and book trends?
Yes, well, first of all, it's very important that you wake up in the morning and that you can take a dress and that you feel instant feminine and confident in what you're wearing. And I think the difference maybe is that we play a lot with colors and that we the feeling of good feeling is very important for us, of course. What do you think, Charlotte?
Yeah, for me it's very important that we have a very clear signature, which is here in Antwerp. In the academy, you really get trained to develop your signature. Mm-hmm. And that is, for me, the most important thing, that you really can see a dress in a store and you can really recognize and tell, this is Bernadette.
Yes.
And that, for me, is the most important thing.
That is very obvious now. I mean, it is a very... It's an eye-catching label, and very quickly you can see the quality of Bernadette standing out. Is Antwerp is a very creative city, though, right? Has that impacted on the brand?
Yes, definitely. It's a very creative city, and I feel like a lot of people here can really take the time and the space to work in their own creative bubble. So there's many different outspoken personalities coming out of this city, I feel like, and that is something I'm really happy with. And also to be able to work here from Antwerp, yeah, it's a quiet city, but that's a good thing. It's sometimes good to have a little peace and quiet to do your own thing.
Yes.
We're all getting plenty of the peace and quiet at the moment, aren't we?
For sure. But for us, it's good because we get more creative this way.
And so what is the team like around you then? So you work so closely together, but are there other people working with you in your studio, or is it just both of you?
No, we have a really small team. So like less than a year ago, we hired our first full-time employee. So That's very exciting, which is a really lovely girl. And then
she's perfect in our team.
And then we started with, we have our sales agency,
yes,
which is a very energetic team. And they have a lot of, they're very ambitious, which is very good. And we're so happy to be able, to be able to have so many stockists at the moment. Mm-hmm. And then now we're starting knitwear, and then we are expanding our team bit by bit. But we like not having the team too big.
Of course. Important to keep it tight, isn't it? Well, then talk to me about your design process then. So as a duo, do you work side by side in the design process, or go away and work separately and come back together and try and merge it? How does that work?
So we start with researching, but we start with a general mood, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We really, like now we are starting our winter collection, but then we have a conversation like, what is it that we want to wear now? What is it what people want to wear now? Especially now, it's a strange time. So people now want things that make them happy, things that bright up their day, and things that make them feel good and comfortable. So that's how we start. And then we start creating a mood together.
Yes.
But separately, we also do research, and then we come back and make up the mood board. Mm-hmm. And then we sit together and we start sketching. So
yes. And then we speak about the colors that we will put on. And then, sometimes we go to a different place to be just the two of us to be quiet. And then you can see it with different eyes.
Okay. And then in terms of the inspiration, where do you find your inspiration?
Before, a lot in old movies. We had a collection that we were thinking about Grace Kelly, the moment she married Renier. And then, a lot of old movies I like, yes.
My mom loves like very graceful ladies.
Yes, I like the elegant style.
I look for the graphic part. I look more like at the arts, for example. I love looking at paintings for the prints as inspiration to look at colors. And for example, my boyfriend inspires me a lot because I live with him and he's an artist.
Oh, wow.
It's like very colorful paintings inspired by nature. So it's always...
They're perfect together.
Yeah. And that's so reflected in the brand too. I mean, your beautiful florals are such a key signature look for you, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
It's my favorite part is to design the prints. And it's always a time at the beginning of the season where I cocoon at home and start making the sketches, and then it's very
Yes, we find also a lot of ideas because I have a big archive at home because I in the time I was a lot of vintage shopping, and we had a lot of ideas of those pieces also.
Okay. And Bernadette, I mean, you started this label in your 50s. Could you have imagined 10 years ago that you would be at the helm of a brand like this? Was it ever something you considered?
No, but of course, it has always been a dream to do something together with my daughter, of course. So, no, it's perfect for me now.
And do you have a big family? Are there more daughters or more creatives?
I have a son, an older son also, yes. And he's a big fan of us. So it's really nice.
Well, then would you ever branch into menswear so you could clothe him?
Well, you never know. Why not?
My boyfriend always wants me to do menswear, and then he said, maybe you could call it Bernard.
Bernard, how lovely. Guys, the first time I spotted Bernadette, it was on Chrissy Teigen, and she was lounging around talking on her Instagram stories, but she was just wearing the most breathtaking robe, and then I obviously had to start finding out where that came from. How much impact has your celebrity fans had on your business?
I think it was very important. Yes, it was very nice to see Chrissy Teigen in a robe. And I think, yes, we had a big question for robes then in that time. So still we have been developing now with pajamas, and we have we made the loungewear now a bit bigger. So we hope we will see her soon in a pajama as well.
And the robe has, it kind of just came in time for the life that we now live. It's like, yes. If you want to stay at home, if you have to stay at home for 24 hours a day, that is what you want to wear, Bernadette robe.
Yes, a perfect combination.
Yeah, exactly. Because we love, you can wear it at home, but you can also style it on top of a denim pants, for example. But actually, the first time we saw one of our robes was on Sandra Bullock a long time ago. And we saw a glimpse of our print in, what was it, like a gossip magazine or something. It was like, is it our robe?
Yes, and she was going to a party from Jennifer Aniston, her birthday. So it was the first time we saw.
Yeah.
What is that like? How do you feel when you see somebody, you know, probably that you've admired for years or watched on screen for so many years wearing the clothes that you've created? What is that like?
Yeah, first you don't believe that this is happening. So then I call my mom and then we say, is this happening? And then I just went on and I was screaming and running around in my apartment for a lot of times. But yeah, it's super special.
It really is. And it's so well deserved. So perhaps Bernard is in the future, but what else is going to happen for Bernadette? It started with that single concept, that floral silk dress, but you've already expanded quite quickly, haven't you, into homeware?
Yes, now we started with ceramics, so maybe we will have another line of interior. You never know.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. And have you been able to come to other cities? So obviously you haven't been able to come to other cities to see your clothes in stores like Brown Thomas. So what is your first hope once you can move again?
Traveling.
Yeah, definitely. We would love to come and stop by as soon as possible.
Yes.
To see. It's always so special to see the clothes in such a beautiful store. So yeah, we cannot wait for everything to be over and to be able to travel again and to visit the clothes.
Well, we are very much looking forward to seeing you in Dublin too. And thank you so much for coming on to talk to me all the way from Antwerp today, Bernadette and Charlotte. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Brown Thomas podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share and follow us on Official Brown Thomas on Instagram for more updates.